Thank you for listening to this episode of Courtside Indiana Podcast. Please hit the subscribe or add button on your podcast app to get them delivered straight to your phone, tablet, or desktop. As always, we'd appreciate a rating and review, and you can reach us directly on our Courtside Indiana Twitter at CourtsideIND. Welcome to Courtside Indiana Podcast. I am Jim Reamer. We are doing our 1A preview right now. We are recording this episode Wednesday evening, November 8th. So something drastic happens between now and Monday when we publish it. We're sorry. We're sorry. We're not sorry. Joining us, well, Dominic Neely is on. One of the normals, one of the regs, one of the regulars, Dominic. Kids are in bed. We're good to go.
Good to go.
Nice. Joining us is Patrick Woolley from Southeast Indiana.
Yep.
Madtown.
That's right.
Is that a nickname? Is that a nickname or did I just make that up?
That is a nickname.
Is it really? All right.
Yep.
Madtown. We are previewing our top teams in 1A. None of us have necessarily shared our list with each other, so there's probably going to be a lot of overlap, but there might be some teams that one of us has that the other two didn't think of. Kyler would join us, but he is working on his IU stuff right now as their season's starting. He will definitely be joining us for the 3A and 4A previews. He will not be part of the 2A preview, and Zach doesn't know anything south of Fort Wayne other than Kokomo. So he bows out and waits till we get to our regular pod. So, but we'll start. Patrick, who's your number 10?
All right, number 10. And remember, this list is fluid. We're going to go with a little Stephen A here. It's fluid. All right. So number 10, I'm going to go Indianapolis Tinley.
Okay.
Tinley, they've got, they always seem to be around. They're in a tough sectional there with the defending champs. But if there's anybody up there in Indy that can give Lutheran a fight in that sectional, I think Tinley would be the team to do it. I know they got the Lampley boy.
Yep. He's
pretty highly rated in that 27 class. And they got a couple other pieces to go with him, a little bit of height. So, of course, in 1A, that always helps. So, I got number 10. I got Tinley.
I've got them sixth. So, we'll throw some more talk their way when we get to that point. Yep. Dominic, you have them on your list? Or
I got them at five.
Five? Ooh, so you're even a little higher than me.
Yep.
Man, Omar's going to take you out for some some Culvers.
I'm down.
Who's your 10th?
I got Borden. At number 10, they bring back their leading scorer, Kasem Nash. And, they had a good season last year, bring back some other guys as well. And I like them at number 10.
Patrick, do you have them?
I have them higher than that, yes.
You have them higher than that? All right, we'll do some more talking about them when we get to that point. I think that's how we're going to handle this. Is if one of us has them higher or two of us have them higher, then when we get to that higher range, we'll put more time into it.
Let me just add the sectional is at Borden this year, which which increases their chances.
Yeah, I wonder how much home court advantage comes into play in the sectional.
It usually does down there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking up something here real quick before I name my 10th team. I have what I think is a solid top seven.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it is kind of, pedigree. Do they have a dude? Do they have a guy? So I've got Bloomfield 10th. I think that's the success that they've had there lately, it's kind of foolish. to not think of them in that highly regard, you know, in that much regard. They've got, you know, Coach Neal's son had a really good freshman year, and he is going to come back. Jay or Blake Neal is returning. You know, they lost Pete Combs, but you know, 2 years before that, they lost a decent amount of scoring the year before that, and they somehow managed to be just a little bit better. I'll be honest, I don't know much about their talent beyond Blake. I know they did play some underclassmen last year, so that's kind of where I've got them. Patrick, do you have them in your top 10 or?
I've got them number 9, so we're
Well,
real
you.
close.
Well, what?
They've
Okay.
got
So,
they got some pieces.
there you go. So we've already, so we've all got our 10th. So now we're up to 9. That's your 9th. So maybe expand a little bit more on what I don't know about them.
Well, they got the Neal kid, like you said. They got, it looks like they played 3 or 4 sophomores last year. They got some time. So they got a pretty solid class there. And once again, that sectional, you got Clay City, White River Valley, Union Dugger. I think they can get to a regional, if not possibly sneak into that 4-team semi-state by the end of the year.
Dominic, who's your 9th?
I got Greenwood Christian
Okay.
at number 9. You guys got them at all anywhere?
I've got them in a in the all the also mentioned list.
Okay. Honorable mention.
I got them at 7, personally.
Honorable mention
At
was the
seven.
word I was looking for.
Okay.
But for some reason I couldn't pull it out, so I said also. The honorable mention from the dishonorable host. How about that?
Yeah, but I got Greenwood. I like Max Boer. He's coming back. He had a nice junior season, and they also bring back another kid named Evan McIntyre, who had a nice, you know, junior year, and you know, I think they've through the years here, I think they've had some, you know, some success. So I like them at 9.
They have the same sectional as Tinley and Lutheran.
Yes. Yes, they
Yep.
are.
I mean, that's just
Tough
brutal.
sectional.
Yeah, I would say that's one of the tougher 1A sectionals.
They've also got a 6'7" senior listed. So a little size to go with Max.
Speaking of size, my number 9th's Cowan. And, you know, you guys have them yet? Or not yet, but you guys have them at all?
I don't have them.
No, I don't either.
I mean, the development of Cole Duncan, 6'9" senior, has been pretty, just to watch his body change the last 3 years and to watch his overall skill development progress. He's not the most physical kid in the world. You could see his motor improve, but he, you know, and he's not super athletic, but again, he's a skilled big, and at the 1A level, I think that's a difference maker. They've got a trio of guards that are back this year, Bradley Terrell and Mason Kidd, as well as they should probably get some more production out of kids like daggone, I lost my list here. But you know, they've got those two guards back. And I'm sorry, that third guard was a freshman. I don't know how much he's going to contribute, but they've got those two guards back along with Cole, and he's a difference maker. You know, he's a different player at the 1A level, and I think that's something that you're looking for. Either they and he's, you know, you got a guy. They do. They got a guy. They got Cole Duncan, and we saw how much of an impact a kid like Mason Larkin could make for Fountain Central just with that size alone, to go with, you know, younger guards, and in this case, these kids, these returning guards for Cowan are in Cole's class. That they'll have some nice balance there, scoring wise, offensively. But I think defensively, he has a chance to be different and propel Cowan to, you know, perhaps, you know, a little further than they've ever been.
Oh, where is he committed to?
I don't think he's committed anybody yet.
Okay.
I mean, I ultimately I think he's probably. He's probably a Division III player.
Okay.
I think there are some. I think that just the mobility questions and where his body's going from there from a recruiting standpoint. But
I was wondering if you could sneak into like a Bethel or a St. Francis.
Boy, I'm telling you that league.
Yeah.
We talk about that league a lot on this podcast, and they get their because there's not that many divisions. There's only two Division II schools in the state of Indiana, so they end up getting those borderline D1 guys, size that either don't get an appealing offer from a Division I school or don't get an offer at all from Division I school. I can tell you that, like, just for by comparison, Jake Cherry at Eastern Pekin, you know Jake. Cole is not as agile as Jake and not as much of a rim protecting presence as what Jake is. And Jake could guard multiple positions at the high school level, where I think Cole is more, not that Jake wasn't around the rim a ton, but Jake was capable of, if he got caught on the switch, unless it was like somebody like Benner, if he got caught on the switch, he wouldn't get burned on their schedule. I don't think Duncan's at that level. But it's still different. And, I think he works at it, and it's something that every team they play is going to have to contend with.
Hey, who did he play AAU with? I've seen him play, but I can't remember. Was it Rutland's team or no?
I can find out real quick.
Was Indiana Ice.
Was it okay?
Yeah, so it would
Yeah,
have
'cause
been,
I remember seeing him play. I just couldn't remember what team he was on. So.
wasn't worried about having that list out. I got every other list ready to go. Patrick, who's your number eight?
Number eight, I'm going to go with Fort Wayne Canterbury.
Okay.
And I'm going to, I heard they got a few extra transfers coming in that might help them this year.
Heard
Maybe you
as
can
in talked about it
elaborate
before
on
we hit
that.
record. Heard
Maybe,
as in talked about it
possibly.
before. Okay.
I got them at eight as well.
You? All right. I've got him a little bit higher. I got him a little bit higher. So we'll talk
When you
about
get
him.
some decent kids at Fort Wayne to transfer into a 1A school like Canterbury, you're going to fall somewhere in that top 10.
Yeah, I think that's fair. They got a couple pieces coming back too that we'll get to, and Dominique will know more about them than I will. But I mean, I think they were 8-11 last year, something along those lines. I do think the kids they got coming in will be difference maker, and I guess we'll get to them then when we get them up to where I have them. But Dominique, who's your eighth team?
That's where I had Canterbury as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Great minds think alike.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested. I've got him fifth, and I will be. Obviously, cohesion is an issue. At that level, especially when you're talking about progressing through and beyond a sectional. I don't have a great feel for. Well, let's wait till we get there. Let's if it comes up when we get there, we'll do that. Morgan Township is my eighth team. And again, once we got past the top five or six teams, it was like, do you have a guy? And they got a guy. They got Keegan Holder. And he was fantastic last year for them. He had a good summer playing with the Indiana Game program up in Northwest Indiana. I think they got other kids coming back too as well. They've got basically their entire starting backcourt. Three of them are back. Two kids to go along with Holder. They've got other kids. They've got some sophomore kids that participated last year in varsity. I don't know if, some of these teams we don't hear much about. I don't know if any of these teams got any significant transfers. But Morgan Township is one of those schools up there in the Valpo area that there would be a kid, a big school kid, looking for a better opportunity. to leak into one of those schools. So I don't know if there'd be any surprises there or not, but Keegan Holder, I think, is good enough to propel them through what we think is a pretty weak part of the state at the 1A level, is it not?
Yeah, I would say so. I got them up at 6.
You got them at 6?
Yeah, but yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that region of the state is very – I mean, the whole north, 1A-wise, is pretty limited. The south is definitely has a lot more teams in my top 10, at least.
Yeah, I think that's the case, too, for 2A as well.
2A is loaded.
I mean, that could be a topic at some point. Is why all of a sudden there's a larger, I don't know, why there's better schools at the small school level down south. Certainly something to talk about at some point. I don't know if this is the pod for it or not, but yeah, I've noticed that lately. So
I think there's a lot of smaller ones in Indy, and they're considered south.
Yeah. From a sectional standpoint, they are. Yeah. Or from a state tournament standpoint, they are. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it, but there definitely is, of late, the southern part of the state at the 1A and 2A levels have been stronger. Who's your seventh team, Patrick?
Seven. I got Greenwood Christian. I think we talked about them a little bit.
Yeah, I think we covered that pretty well. Dominique?
I got Christian Academy. At what is that, 7?
South.
What was that?
From the one from down south, right? By Patrick.
Yeah, Christian. Yeah. You talked about dudes, Joshua Renfro.
Yeah.
Is one of those dudes, you know, 21 a game last year. Really like his ability to make shots and score it. They also got a kid named David Cook coming back, averaged 13 a game last year. They are in the sectional with Borden. And, you know, Rock Creek, I don't know if they lost everything, you know, about
everything.
Them.
Everything, yeah.
Everything, okay. Well, so much for them. But, yeah, Borden and Christian Academy look to have a battle in the sectional, it seems like.
Patrick, did they get any new faces this year?
I believe they did, actually. I think they got a piece. I don't know if he's going to start, but he's definitely in the rotation.
Yeah. And will the freshman – that Cooper Lewis kid, will he be anything for them this year?
Yeah, probably steal some minutes and get some time.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those things when you get a showcase of like 100, how many kids were at that thing? 200 kids maybe?
Yeah, a lot.
At the freshman showcase, it's kind of hard to stand out. He definitely didn't do anything bad. I did put a dot next to his name, so...
Is that good?
Means he did something good, but it wasn't special. I mean, it wasn't a star, huh? It wasn't a star, and I didn't write anything down next to his name. I just put a dot.
Yeah, but you got to think when a kid like that, when you notice him and he's playing at the 1A level like that.
Yeah, I think that's possible. Yeah, that's the only reason why I asked is because, you know, just quickly went back and glanced at that list at some of these freshmen because, look, you know, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that at the end. I had Christian Academy on my honorable mention. And again, I think they fit the category of they definitely got a guy in Renfro. Yeah. He's one of the best shooters in the state. He's one of the best scorers at the 1A level. I don't know.
I got to stop you because his dad would say the best. So I'm going to throw that out there. The best shooter.
That's fine. I've probably seen more players than him, but, you know, and getting it off, getting that shot off at a, you know, on a 4A schedule is a little different than getting it off at a, you know, a 1 or 2A schedule. Not that they don't play good teams, but at the same time, doesn't take away from the fact that he's an outstanding shooter. So
yeah, I got you.
My seventh is Fountain Central. touched on them a little bit. Mason Larkin graduated from them last year, but they pretty much have everybody back. Their main one is Will Harmon. They've got he's a kid that kind of came on big for them last year. I do think they definitely anticipated him having that kind of success. But him and Isaac Gaylor are two key pieces for their semi-state run last year. And again, the difference of the size and Larkin and what they missed there, there probably will be some things they can do differently. They might be able to be more aggressive switching. They might be able to be more aggressive in the backcourt, extend their defense a little bit. Mason at 6'10 was a kid that could shoot it. He shoots it quite well, or shot it quite well for them. And again, we talked a little bit about Duncan and how he could create some issues just because he was different. But you know, look for them now to play with more space, to play with more pace, and maybe be able to do more things defensively. You know, I don't know what Coach Dean does an excellent job over there, but I don't know what, you know, his core defensive beliefs are. But I loved Harmon when I got a chance to watch him play. And I know those other guys, I mean, they've the Gaylor kid, 6'5" forward. They've got a kid named Wolf who's should be stepping into a bigger role. But I really liked Harmon. Who, Patrick, who was your sixth team?
All right. At number six, I'm going with a traditional power here down south. I'm going with Lagodi.
Really?
Yeah. I know they lost the Bledsoe kid. They've got quite a few pieces coming back. They lost Bledsoe and another kid, but they had a lot of sophomores, juniors, a couple freshmen get some time. They lost by one to Lutheran in the semi-state, and they're just always solid, man. They're going to win games, you know, 35-34. They're going to be in the mix down south.
Kyler loves those games, those low-scoring defensive games.
I don't mind them as long as that's why they're defensive. As long as that's why they're low is because teams are really guarding. No, I don't like them when teams just come down and take their time and hang on to it and hold it.
They're methodical on offense.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll be interested to see what they do without Bledsoe. He did so much for them.
He did, they had a 5'10 senior coming back, a 6'4 senior coming back, a 6'3 senior, 6 foot senior. A couple freshmen got varsity time last year. They'll be in the mix.
All right. Well, we'll have to revisit that at some point. You come back and tell me. You told me so. You told us so.
Oh, I will do that.
Dominique, did you have them anywhere?
No.
I didn't either. Kind of viewed them as 1 year away. Who was your sixth, Dominique?
That's where I had Morgan Township.
Okay. Any more information on them than what I talked about? I guess I didn't even give you a chance to speak at that point.
No, I like you said, I really like the Holder kid, Keegan Holder. I think in that sectional, I think usually Couts and them is a pretty big rivalry. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Couts has. I think they're pretty competitive last year, but I would say Morgan Township should be the favorite in that sectional. And like I said, the North is, I got two teams in the North in my top 10. So, I mean, they should probably have a pretty decent chance to make some noise in the 1A North.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those teams from the past have moved up.
Right. 21st century.
21st century Blackhawk, Lafayette Central Catholic.
Yep.
So, you know, there's definitely some opportunity there. So I would have look at them as definitely one of the contenders in the North to get down the state. So.
Yeah. Tinley's my sixth. And, you know, it's, they have had a lot of talent roll through there, and it's been a struggle for Omar to get over the hump. I think that 2 years ago or whatever it was, 3 years ago, no, it was 2 years ago, when they got, I think if I remember correctly, it was a semi-state and basically got plowed over by, was it Bar Reeve?
I can't remember now.
Or was it North Davies?
Yeah, North Davies was 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago, North Davies? And you thought, okay, well, next year they'll be back. You know, they had the Pinkston Twins, and then that all kind of unraveled. But they still had a pretty decent year last year. Maybe it was 3 years ago when they got – I think it was 3 years ago they got plowed by Bar Reeve. And then it was the year after that they got nipped. Hold on. Now I want to find out.
I was just looking here.
Let's look.
Yeah, we can just look it up. Just do some research. It was last year they lost to Greenwood Christian overtime. 2 years ago they lost to Lutheran. 3 years ago it was Bar Reeve. Bar Reeve scored.
Yeah, it was bad.
72-25. Oh my gosh.
That was so that's when Pinkston's and those guys were sophomores.
That was the Kurt Hope.
Yes. Yeah. And Bar Reeve, I think, scored 34 points in a row at one point. And the reason why I bring it up is because they were very young, thinking, okay, we're going to get over the hump next year. They were heavy favorites coming into the year after that. They play a difficult schedule, so their win-loss record is never going to be superb. And then Lutheran comes in, and look, Lutheran turns out they got a good group, you know. But when you live here, you don't ever really give Lutheran the benefit of the doubt until they break down the damn door. And that's exactly what they did 2 years ago when they won their sectional, you know, and then they got all the way to the regionals or the regional final. And then, of course, last year they won state. But in this case, Coach Diller's starting over, kind of, in a way, because now he's got Kenneth Lampley, who's fabulous. He's super talented. He does have some size to go with him. Dion Richmond is a senior. Then they've got Henri May, who's a junior. Both those guys are checking at 6'6", 6'7". They've got Adonis Warfield, who has a chance to be a pretty consistent offensive weapon for them. Damon Van Horn, who's a kid that can score. They could get some reliable ball handling and playmaking from Jordan or from Jet Turner. You know, they've got some pieces. And it'll be the year when maybe they aren't expected to be one of the, you know, the team where maybe they can sneak through and do to Lutheran what Lutheran did to them. But I, you know, they are going to rely heavily on a freshman. And that's kind of potluck sometimes. And he'll have some bad games this year, but he'll also have some good games. But by March, you know, if he's seasoned enough, he will be the most talented player on the floor. As good as Lutheran will be, Lampley will be the most talented player on the floor. Come sectional.
Is he a top five freshman?
He is a top five freshman, yeah. If that's enough, I don't know. You know, they got some size that functional size that, you know, that will play large minutes for them. You know, and those are kids that are really improving. Richmond and May. So I've got them sixth. They play a tough schedule. Their win-loss record probably won't be stellar. To me, rankings is not about who has the best record. It's about who's the strongest team going into March. And, you know, they'll have a chance against Lutheran and Greenwood Christian to duke it out. And probably one of the toughest sectionals in 1A, if it's not the toughest sectional in 1A. Who was your fifth, Patrick?
I got the Christian Academy of Indiana down here in New Orleans. Of course, we kind of talked about what they have, and everybody kind of knows about Renfro.
Yep.
So when you put your best defender on him and kind of shadow him everywhere, then you got a kid like David Cook to kind of step up and maybe get you 14, 15 a game this year. If they could find some height, I'd have them, you know, a little higher than number five. But they definitely have three or four solid guys that are, you know, 6'3" and under that are pretty good. So at number five, I'm going with the Warriors, the Christian Warriors.
Dominique, did we skip your sixth?
I don't believe. Let me pull it back up. No,
you said it was
Morgan
Canterbury,
Township.
Right? Oh, no, Morgan Township. Okay. I thought you said you had Canterbury fifth or sixth.
No, I had them eighth.
Oh, you had them eighth. Oh.
You have them down there.
It's Tinley. You had fifth.
Tinley, I had fifth. Yep.
Okay, so that's your fifth. So we any new info there?
Probably no, I did. No, I have seen a little bit. I haven't seen Lampley in person. I have seen some stuff on him online, and he definitely looks the part. What size is he, you think? How tall?
6'5", 6'4".
Okay. Okay, yeah, he definitely looks the part online, but definitely would want to try to see him in person at some point.
I mean, if they'd had DeJohn Hall and him, I mean, it still would have been.
It's kind of like rights, right?
Wouldn't roll. Wing. Yeah, wouldn't they? Wouldn't roll. You know, it wouldn't be like, hey, I think we still have Luther number one.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. At least for my list, but
not so fast, my friend.
Yeah, don't give me this Orleans crap.
Jeez.
Got the number two, so I don't have like I hate him, but
okay.
It'd be interesting if Hall would have stayed at Tinley, but we may talk about them at the 4A. Yeah, we probably won't talk about them at the 4A. I don't know if they'll be top 10 or 4A or not. Pike, that is.
Okay.
So who was your fifth again, Dominique? I'm sorry.
Tinley.
Okay. And then my fifth was Fort Wayne Canterbury. They were gifted four players from Homestead. That's all we're going to say about that. We've talked about it before. We've gotten DMs about it subsequently before and after the podcast. I assume everybody's eligible. I've not heard differently. I don't know.
Well,
go ahead.
Didn't we get that information on that Tucker Day would be missing some of the season?
I've lost track.
I thought that's what we heard.
Well, but he'll be. I'm talking about eligible for the year. I'm not talking about any form of.
Well, yeah, he'll be eligible this year. Yeah, he'll be able to play it at some point.
If he's missing games, it's not because of the IHSA. Let's put it that way. I mean, and it's not in terms of any let's say that. If he misses games, it won't be because of any transfer issues. It'll be just because he was supposed to miss games, and that's what's going to happen. And what would he miss, four games?
I don't know. I just thought I heard that he missed some.
Well, that could be, but he'll be ready to go by March.
Yeah.
And that's a big piece, you know, and you know more about their pieces than I do. The only other hardcore name or hard set, not hardcore. The only other hard set name I had was wrong.
Devin wrong Lewis.
List. Yeah, wrong list here. Hold on a second. Daggone it. Get to my right. There we go. Devin Lewis, who averaged about 16 a game last year for them.
Yeah.
But you know more about the kids that moved over and some of their other pieces, though, so why don't you go ahead and talk about them?
Yeah, definitely it starts with, Devin Lewis. He's been their point guard for a while now. He's getting some D3 offers, Manchester, and maybe a couple others. But, yeah, he's a really good point guard, especially at the 1A level. Obviously, he's been their main scorer, and then – like we talked about Tucker Day coming over, 6'7" forward, who's, I think he just picked up an offer recently, NAIA offer, I believe. But he'll especially at the 1A level, he's gonna, you know, be a force at 6'7", athletic, scored around the rim, good touch. And then they bring over John Parent from Homestead, who came off the bench for them last year and played some nice minutes, who will, when I seen him play this summer for Canterbury in June, he started. So I would assume he would start on the wing for them. He's probably 6'2", 6'3", in that range. So those three guys there are probably going to be their top guys. And then, like I said, there is a couple other Homestead kids that is on Canterbury now, and I don't have their names. I'm not sure they got a ton of minutes for Homestead's varsity last year. But
I Tucker got an offer from Goshen, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, that was the NAIA. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So that's those three are going to be, I think, the top three guys for them. And then they're in their sectional. You know, it seems like they're pretty should be favored to win that. I mean, they got Southwood, who went to state last year, but they lost a lot of guys. I think they got like one key guy returning.
They do.
So.
Weiner.
So I would say Canterbury is probably going to be the favorite in that sectional. So yeah, should have a nice year, and their schedule is going to prepare them. You know, they play a nice little schedule against Lewers and Blackhawk and Leo, Manchester, Northside, Wayne, New Haven. So they're going to be tested as well.
They've scheduled like that for a while.
Yeah. You kind of have to if you're around in Fort Wayne. I mean, you're going to play some of those teams.
I wonder if them and Blackhawk ever get blowback just in general from the smaller 2A type schools. Not being willing to play them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure they get something.
Yeah, it tends to be the way it goes for private schools. All right, Patrick, who do you have number four?
I'm going with the other team in that sectional with Christian Academy. I'm going with Borden.
Okay.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Yeah, well, I mean, it starts with Kaysen Nash. I mean, the coach's son. He's really good ball player, really underrated. They've got a lot of pieces even coming back. They've got a good junior class. They got Derek Fuller Tucker. They've got a 6'1" junior guard, Jude Missy.
Any relation?
Who?
Derek Fuller Tucker, any relation?
Oh, well, maybe. I mean,
Elijah?
Seems like it would be. didn't quite get his size though.
No.
But yeah, they've got a good senior class this year, and they're the sectionals at home this year, and Doc is tough to beat anywhere, much less at home. So that Christian Academy Borden game they're on a collision course in that sectional for sure.
There's a weird Carmel connection to Borden for some reason, and that is one of Carmel's former assistant coaches. I don't think he will care if I name him. John Foss, longtime Carmel teacher. Mm-hmm. He was coaching middle school basketball right after I got into high school. So he had been coaching at the middle school level for better part of 25 years before he finally moved up and started helping Coach Hetty and Coach Osborne. All of a sudden, 2 years ago, I start getting texts from Foss with pictures of Borden's gym during the state tournament. I'm like, what are you doing down there? So somehow he's got family down there. So now I get Borden updates nonstop. I mean, not nonstop, but I get Borden updates periodically throughout the year. And then during the sectional, I get Borden updates as much as I tweet.
Well, if you can find the town, I'm sure they'd love to have you.
Yeah, he's I think it's family. I don't remember. He's told me before, but yeah, he's a big basketball head too, and he would probably do what I do if he didn't have a wife. probably be a guy like me that would travel all over the state watching basketball games.
First time I ever went there to a game a few years back. That was even before like the GPS and all that. So I was going through some cornfields and places I'd never seen in the dark. So it's rough.
Yeah, kids today will never know what it's like to have a drive with an Atlas in your car. I mean, think about it. I've been going to games like this since 1989, just out of the blue. And it was a lot of reading maps, a lot of stopping at gas stations.
Oh, yeah. Have you been down this way? Have you been down to check the Borden Gym out?
No, I've not been there, no. And God forbid back then that a school had their gym in a different building. Then I just was like, oh, shit, just forget about like it.
Scottsburg.
Well, no, you know what? Oddly, that was one of the first ones that I ever went to because they didn't have football. So they were always playing early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they could start 2 weeks sooner.
Yeah, like November 11th or 12th.
Yeah, so they would always play Austin to start the year, and I'd go down there and watch them. That was a game. Then the other game I would always see would be White River Valley versus Eminence, of all places.
The Eels,
only to then coach in that game and get our butt handed to us.
Must have been the Graves years.
Definitely was, especially the early 90s. When I was at Eminence, it was AJ. But yeah, those early 90s were right when they consolidated, and they were loaded. They were absolutely loaded.
Yeah, they took Sharon and Jeffersonville down to the wire.
Maybe if you were to break it down by class, then probably the best 1A team ever.
Hmm.
Best team that size ever in the state of Indiana. Certainly the most talented. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, three Division I kids, two Division II kids, not to mention a couple of NAIA guys. Those days are gone, yeah. So anyway, all right, Dominic, who is your fourth?
I had Bethesda Christian.
Same. Same
Z's. Number four. That's right in your neck of the woods there, I believe, so why don't you talk about them?
All the Malaga love you can have.
Twins, right?
The Twins, yes. What's funny was one – so there was something that I saw, like an AAU roster, where Sam was listed at 6'7 instead of 6'1. It's like, damn, he grew. No wonder they're – this was last year when we were doing, like, just kind of doing game previews and stuff like that. And, like, no wonder they're off to a really good start again. It's like, I didn't realize he was that big, and he had grown. And, nope, it was a misprint. He was 6'1". But still, he and his brother Isaac are outstanding. Sam is the engine there. Luke Douglas is a kid that they rely on heavily as well. And, you know, they're going to have other pieces that come up that we don't know much about right now. But those three seniors, especially the Malaga twins, have kind of carried the load for them for 3 years. Well, in Sam's case, 4 years. He's pretty good. He's a kid that is a strong kid. He can shoot at that level. He can finish in any way you want. I'm sure there's another guy we're going to talk about here a little bit later. Kind of the same build, about 6'1", and just strong, you know. And so, I mean, a lot of it is going to be, let me look here real quick at who beat them in tournament time. Last year they lost to Jacksonville. That kind of surprised me, actually, but they lost to Jacksonville in the regional.
Jacksonville was really good.
Yeah, and then they turned around and that's right, it was a one-game regional. And they turned around and got upset by Rock Creek.
Yeah, Rock Creek just got hot at the right time.
They were huge, right? For a 1A.
They were, well, 1A. And Rock Creek plays for a 1A school, they play an unbelievable schedule.
Yeah, they were like 9-12 or
yeah, something. They play almost every 4A team down there. I mean, Chris Brown, I think he does it the right way. Who cares what your record is? They're playing for March. You know, and they wanted to challenge those guys, so. But yeah, I was surprised Bethesda lost to Jacksonville, but Jacksonville probably had more size than they did, and they probably
and a 6'7" and a 6'6".
Right. You know, for me, they're still kind of an honorable mention team for this year, and a team that can sneak up and still be pretty good, Jacksonville. But yeah, Bethesda's my fourth. I don't know if there was anything else there you wanted to talk about, Dominique, with them.
No, I think you covered it.
All right, third.
All right, third. I bet we all have the same three here. I'm going to go with Evansville Christian.
Yep. All right, go. Yep. You talk about them.
Well, I'll do what I can here. I know they got Josiah Dunham. He's got a – I mean, he's the big guy. He's the big man there. Indiana Elite kid. I think he's got a couple offers from the Jim, where are the offers at again? He's got a NAIA offer, I believe. Yeah,
I don't know that his
– Well, he's really good for high school and especially 1A. I know that.
How's his shoulder? Does anyone know? I mean, it seemed to be bothering him this summer.
I think he finally had surgery on at the end of the summer.
Okay.
That was and the plan.
They've also got a little size to go with him. I mean, they got a 6'6 senior, Jackson Chesser. They've got a 5'11 senior, a 6'7 senior. So they've got some pieces to go with him. They're real contenders in 1A. I mean, it's gonna be a battle down here.
You got him at three, Dominique?
No. I have Uh-oh. Orleans at three.
Okay. All right. Well,
I must be sleeping on him.
We're splitting hairs at this point. I've got Evansville Christian at three. I've got Orleans at two. What do you got at two, Patrick?
I got Indy Lutheran at two.
So you're underrating the state champs?
No, all respect to Coach Woods and the defending champs, but I got to go with my gut.
Yeah.
Go with Orleans, man. I just think the way they play, it's going to be hard to stop come March, man. I think they got a bunch of seniors, a good group of seniors that have always played together, grew up together, been good for a long time, and I think they're going to do it this year. Yeah. It's hard to win back-to-back, man.
That is true.
I feel like I hear about Orleans every year, kind of like Jeffersonville.
Well, they're in that Ligoti. I mean, that was the ringer of the sectional. That was even before it was when North Davies had to move up to 2A. It was North Davies, Ligoti, Bar Reeve, and Orleans. So
Coach Bennett has been there for a long time.
But again, they didn't win the sectional this year. And Ligoti only lost to Lutheran by 1 point. It wasn't
they should have beat him, actually.
Yeah. It wasn't like that Lutheran just ran through the state tournament. They just happened to play a Southwood team that had zero chance at handling their press in the state finals. That's how lopsided the South was compared to the North.
No, I mean, like you said, we're splitting hairs. I mean, you could go Lutheran, you could go Evansville Christian, you could go Orleans. I mean, those three kind of, in my opinion, separated from the rest.
The interesting thing for Lutheran that I think will make a difference for them, and I'm not going to have their names now, but they had a couple of 6'6". They had a freshman and a sophomore, both of whom contributed. Well, one of them was Rashawn McCaney. They both contributed, and you could see they both had more in them to give. And the freshman was probably a kid that if he could change his body, and again, that will give them some unique size that those other schools won't be able to duplicate. And it certainly won't be able to simulate when it comes time to prepare for them in a tournament. But Losher and Ward, to me, they're just two high-level guards for that level. I mean, both those guys are going to be scholarship-level kids. And if LJ Ward can prove that he is a shot creator for other people, you know, both those guys, they're just juniors. I mean, we're looking at two more years of this stuff. And it's highly possible that they could be a in a three-peat situation, and that's it's hard to do, but you know they might be a team that can do it.
I like Lozier a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like his game. He had a nice state finals. He had a nice. I went back and watched some of their games last year in the tournament, and yeah, he's. I like his game a lot. I think he's definitely the.
They got going when he got going.
Yeah.
He had. If you remember, Southwood was ahead.
After one quarter.
Yeah. And Caden was struggle bus big time.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was just the moment or what, but he finally shook free of it. And they started turning Southwood over. And then you just saw his complete package at that level. I coached his older brother. And, you know, he's got the same swagger. He's got the same vision. He's stronger. He's thicker. And he is probably a more focused defender. His brother's Brandon Bell. I thought that BB was a better athlete, but I think Caden's a little more locked in. And I don't know, you know, I only saw him play in the state finals, so I don't know if you can't get more locked in than that. Then you're probably not playing in the state finals. But. Yeah, he's just got a size about him that Brandon didn't have.
Listen, it's like Lutheran is more individually talented. I will agree with that. I just feel like the Orleans guys have just played together so long. They remind me of that North Davie team a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They just got some pieces. They got a 6'3", 6'4", really athletic kid that can kind of minimize a little bit of Lutheran's height.
So let's name some names here. They got Carter Allen, Xavier Alston, Ian Hall's their top guy, right?
Yeah, Ian Hall's their top.
And then Rylan Crocker, who's a junior.
Xavier Alston just signed to run track at IU. So he's a really good athlete.
Mm-hmm. Well, Orleans is a school, is a program that, I mean, I've contemplated going down there and watching them. You know, but I don't know. I just haven't been able to. It's not an easy drive from here.
Let's see what kind of games they got this year.
I don't think they've scheduled up.
They do play New Albany this year.
Well, then they did schedule up a little bit.
And they play Brownstown.
Yeah. Don't they always play Brownstown, though?
I think they do. And that's both games are at home at Orleans.
Yeah, they always play Brownstown, it looks like. Or at least the last few years. Last year they got lost by 25.
Yeah, they're not quite on that level.
They played New Albany last year too.
Okay.
That was new for them. Anything to add on Evansville Christian, Dominique?
No, I think we covered it pretty well.
I mean, Dunham's probably the second most talented player in 1A behind Lampley.
Yeah, you would probably say what the best, you know, player right now in 1A.
Probably the best player in 1A.
Yeah.
Because just Lampley's youth.
Right.
I'm just looking at this list here and trying to think of anybody else that would fall in that category. I would think they would be in the top 10 if they did. I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, I think Dunham is, you know, you look at that situation, Patrick, we talk a lot about, I don't think it's earth shattering theory, but anytime you go into a game, you get the best player on the floor, you got a chance to win.
Sure.
Regardless of the other pieces, you've got a good chance to win. So you know, Dunham's that guy. But like you said, you mentioned they've got some other kids that go with him.
Yeah, the lower the class you go, I feel like that's more of a thing. You step out there with the best player on the floor.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. I go back and I always harken back to the lapel team in 2005 and Jason Holsinger and how unstoppable he was, especially in that tournament run at a whopping 5'11". That's the kind of shooter, that's the kind of scorer that Dunham is. And, you know, that's, you know, he's probably got similar pieces, that good complementary pieces, just enough size. You know, that's, you know, got Orleans ahead of him, but I wouldn't be shocked at all to see Evansville Christian come out of there and see them at the regional, or see them at semi-state.
Yeah, with a four-team semi-state, you could be looking at Orleans, Evansville Christian, Lutheran.
Yeah, the way they draw that out now, I haven't got it in my head yet how that plays out, who plays who in the regional yet. But
I don't think they draw until.
No, they don't. No, they don't. I'm just saying, like, in just mentally in my head, like I could, when it was a four-team regional and a two-team semi-state, I could spit that out.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of us could spit that out pretty quickly. Like, we'd know when they'd face each other. But I can't picture when Orleans would face. That'd be a regional game or a semi-state game. All right, what were some other teams you guys had that you didn't rank?
I think you named pretty much all of them. Bloomfield, Fountain Central, Cowan.
Yeah, Patrick.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Mine were Greenwood Christian, Liberty, or mine were Greenwood Christian, Christian Academy,
Liberty Christian.
The thing with them is they're just so young. They're going to play three freshmen. They're going to start.
They're good freshmen.
They're going to start two of them for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my prediction. Coach Anderson's not said as much. They're definitely going to start one. They're going to start Fuller. The question will be is how will they want to do Kendrick Martin? Because they've got two of the better freshman point guards in the state on the same team. So is that going to be – I mean, they lost a lot of seniors, so I don't look at them – I kind of put them there because I sort of just wanted to talk about touch on the young guys because they could come through. I mean, you saw Southwood came through last year with a sub-500 record, get all the way to state finals, an aspect of class basketball that I absolutely hate. No offense to Southwood. But when it's intriguing young players, you know, Liberty Christian could take a thumping and they could get on the court come sectional time next year and have the two best players in any game.
Yeah, kind of go on the Lutheran run.
That may be a year away.
Yeah.
That may be a year away. Who is their sectional? What is that? Let's try to find it real quick.
Is the Bayman kid going there?
Who's that?
Antonio Bayman.
Who is that?
I believe he was at the Prep Hoops camp.
Liberty Christian.
With Fuller?
Fuller or Kendrick Martin.
They're in there with Cowan.
Their third freshman was injured for the freshman camp.
Okay.
So that's the kid I'm talking about. I'm not talking about anybody else other than that third freshman. So they're with Blue River, Cowan. Nope.
I don't think Blue River's in there. I think it's Anderson Prep Academy, Daleville, Cowan, and Trice Central.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I mean, they could. It's a weird sectional. That's a spread out sectional. They could easily win that sectional.
Man, they place good schedule.
I wouldn't say they would easily win it, but they could come out of that thing. Oh, they play a good schedule.
Don't pull a Kyler here. easy sectional win.
No, I didn't mean it like
that. When you got Cowan in there, like what was it last year with Norwell and
Oak Hill. Yeah. Declared Oak Hill as the sectional winner right away.
Yeah.
It's like easily, it was like, well, Norwell's in there now. It's like, oh.
Yeah, they play a heck of a schedule. Brownsburg and Pendleton Heights and
yeah, they don't mess around. They got the Rock Creek theory. They don't mess around. They get thumped. They've had some kids go through there that aren't just super competitive. But these younger guys are competitive. So, all right, anything else before we wrap up this 1A podcast?
Yeah. Do you guys want to do would you like to do like a first team or a top five players in 1A while we're here?
Well, maybe if we would have been prepared, sure. I mean, I'm going, okay, sure.
Well, let me throw out a few names here.
I'm going to LJ. Here's my top five. Let's see.
Yeah, you can do it. I believe in
Dunham.
Yep.
LJ Ward.
Yep.
Caden Loescher. Malaga. And I'll go the Hall kid from Orleans.
I thought you'd say Lampley.
With an eye toward, let's see what Lampley does. Let's see what Lampley does as a freshman.
Yeah, I would have to go. I agree 100%. LJ for sure. Josiah for sure. I'm going Kasem Nash at Borden. I'm going with Cole Duncan. And I'm going with Joshua Renfro.
There you go.
Yep. With an eye for Lampley, of course. Got to see.
Dominique, you want to be part of this?
I think you guys got it. I think you covered it.
You're going to throw a couple Northern Indiana names in there so you can walk into gyms?
Yeah. I don't have any names to throw in. I think you guys covered the top guys.
Can Tucker Day dominate at the 1A level?
Yeah, I think he could. I mean, don't know.
He's different. I mean, he's different.
He's
at the 1A.
Yeah, he's, talked yeah, about, he's
better.
He's different.
I think he's more talented than a couple of the kids we've already talked about. Size-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he definitely. He's definitely a difference maker at the 1A level. I mean, even at the 4A level, at Homestead, you know, he played a nice role for them last year and would have been their, you know, their starting big guy they would rely on this year. But yeah, at the 1A level, he's definitely going to be a factor for Canterbury.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. I have to see him a little more.
Well, I hope he gets things figured out. So. And gets acclimated. It's not easy to transfer. It's just not. Just hope he gets stuff figured out, and because you got a chance for a fun year. So, all right, let's wrap it up. That's the 1A preview. We will be publishing this on Monday. So when everybody hears this, well, I mean, not when everybody hears it, but it'll be available Monday, the 13th. We'll publish pretty much one a day that week. Or, well, you know, we'll have one day where we won't have one. But other than that, guys, appreciate it. We'll see you on the 2A preview.
Yeah, thanks, fellas.